理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 10. Most of the time I had no one to talk to and nothing to do. At such moments I would just look around the room and observe. I noticed that the dying soldiers had screens around their beds so that no one could see them. In the end, a priest would come and I could see his feet under the screen. Then he would come back out and the nurses would take the body away.There was a beautiful garden just outside my window. It was there that the dead patients were put in the ground. One day, the major of the hospital asked my permission to send me to an American hospital in Milan where I could get better treatment. I agreed because I liked Milan, and also because I knew they needed more space in the hospital. The major thanked me and said that I would be leaving the next morning.That night, Rinaldi and the major from our unit paid me a visit. They told me that America had joined the war against Germany, but that they refused to fight against the Austrians. The Italians were excited by this and hoped that the Americans would soon agree to help them against Austria. I told them that they probably would. "And why stop there?" I said.Maybe the Americans will attack Japan and Turkey and Bulgaria as well. I was pretty drunk.
"Guess what, Henry? Your English girlfriend is going to Milan, too. They told me that the American hospitals haven't got enough nurses there, so they have to send some from here. That British hospital has too many nurses anyway. Lucky you.You get to go to a wonderful town, and you'll have a beautiful nurse to take care of you. I wish I were the injured one, just so I could go. Be good, Henry. I'll miss you," Rinaldi said, becoming increasingly emotional.
"We have to go," said the major. "We are making too much noise for the patients."Rinaldi kissed my forehead and said goodbye. Then they went away. The following morning, I woke up still quite drunk. I was then put on a train to Milan. While on board, I managed to buy some alcohol and shared it with a couple guys sitting in the same compartment. We got drunk and threw up all over the floor. After 2 days and 2 nights, we finally got there.